Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. High blood pressure affects a large number of people, and a wide variety of interventions are used to try to treat it. Aaron Tajani from the University of British Columbia's Faculty of Pharmaceutical Sciences in Canada describes the research that has been done into garlic published in the Cochrane Review by himself and three of his colleagues in August 2012.
My name is Aaron Tajani. Worldwide, approximately 1 billion people are affected by hypertension, and 7 million deaths per year may be attributed to it. Hypertension is typically defined as having a systolic blood pressure greater than or equal to 140 millimeters of mercury and a diastolic blood pressure greater than or equal to 90 millimeters of mercury. It's important to identify safe and effective treatments if we are to prevent the associated mortality and morbidity of high blood pressure. We did this Cochrane review to see if garlic might qualify as such a treatment. Garlic is considered one of the most popular complementary therapies for blood pressure control and is thought to be used by up to 50% of patients with hypertension. Its blood pressure lowering properties appear to come mainly from one of its components, allicin. This is a vasodilating agent that has been shown to inhibit angiotensin-converting enzyme, and by doing so, it should reduce blood pressure. Recently, a meta-analysis combining hypertensive and normotensive patients provided evidence that garlic consumption lowers blood pressure in this mixed group. But we felt that it would be important to know about the effects of garlic just within people who have hypertension, as opposed to a mixed population, and to see what garlic consumption does to morbidity and mortality for these patients with hypertension. Unfortunately, we weren't able to go as far as we would have liked because of the small amount of research that is available. We found just two trials in which data for hypertensive patients could be extracted and analyzed. In the first trial, 47 hypertensive individuals used 200 milligrams of garlic powder 3 times a day versus placebo. After 12 weeks, the average blood pressure in the patients in the garlic powder group had been significantly reduced compared to those in the placebo group. Supine systolic blood pressure was reduced by 12 millimeters of mercury and diastolic blood pressure by 9 millimeters of mercury. However, no clinical outcome or harm data were reported. We weren't able to analyze the data from the second trial fully because the authors did not report the number of people randomized to each group. They did report that 200 milligrams of garlic powder given 3 times a day, in addition to hydrochlorothiazide triamterene baseline therapy, produced a 10 to 11 millimeters of mercury reduction in systolic blood pressure and a 6 to 8 millimeters of mercury reduction in diastolic blood pressure compared to placebo. Once again, though, no clinical outcomes were reported and insufficient data were provided on the safety of garlic powder. In summary, based on the available evidence, it appears that garlic does reduce blood pressure in hypertensive patients, but its impact on clinical outcomes remains uncertain, and little is known about the potential harm associated with garlic therapy.
To read more about the possible role of garlic for hypertension, including some findings on things such as smell, you can find the full version of this review at www.thecochranelibrary.com.